From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Andrew Colvin, the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, on Sunday said that law enforcement had in recent days become aware of people in Sydney planning to commit a terrorist attack.
In recent days, law enforcement has become aware of information that suggested some people in Sydney were planning to commit a terrorist act using an improvised device.
Colvin said details were scant on the specifics of the attack, the locations, the timing, but that there were four people in custody. Five locations were searched overnight, and four searches were still ongoing. Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif named his brother Shahbaz, the chief minister of Punjab province, as his successor and nominated ex-oil minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as the interim premier in a defiant speech Saturday. Sharif's supporters continued to rally behind him.
This decision by the court yesterday is part of a conspiracy. Imran Khan and Sheikh Rashid are behind the conspiracy, and this decision has been made just because he did not take salary from his son, and we don't accept this decision.
The ruling brought to an unceremonious end to his historic third term and briefly plunged the country into political uncertainty. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months Saturday. They expressed sorrow that four of their colleagues were still being detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members of the Cumhuriyet, a Turkish opposition newspaper, were released from Silivri jail on the outskirts of Istanbul. They do have to stand trial on September 11th. This is VOA News.